Hello, group leaders, and welcome to podcast number 59. Today we're going to talk about discipleship and counseling and what's the line, if there is a line, in between them. And with us today is Pastor Tyler from the chapel and his lovely wife, Reagan. Guys, tell the folks who may not know you who you are and what you do here.
Yeah, so like Kevin said, I'm the pastor over at the chapel, have been at Grace since 2020. Have been specifically at our chapel campus since I think 2022, so 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And then Reagan, you can speak for yourself.
Oh yeah. I'm Reagan and I am Tyler's wife, but I also am a licensed social worker. I have my master's in social work, so that was like my first trade. And then I started doing private practice counseling. So I work in a private practice setting, see individuals and couples in a range of ages for counseling.
Awesome. And you guys are group leaders as well here?
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah. Correct.
Young so, and adults at the chapel.
Let's just start off with the first question. So how would you define discipleship and counseling in simple terms? And is there a line between them?
You define counseling, I'll define discipleship. I'll tie a bow.
Okay. I would say counseling is more of a structured process of addressing someone's emotional, psychological, and behavioral struggles. We would say that someone is a good candidate for counseling when the presenting issue starts to impact their day-to-day life.
Yeah. And if that's counseling, discipleship, in the simplest way I can put it, is helping a person take the next step to live, love, and look more like Jesus. And whatever that step is, mm-hmm. wherever they might be in their journey is different, but that is usually what discipleship would be. So then when you look at discipleship, yeah. you look at counseling, I think where the line begins to get drawn is where can you no longer disciple a person and you actually need outside help mm-hmm. to do counseling in a professional yeah. setting. And mm-hmm. so you need to know how equipped yeah. are you to handle a thing until you need to be honest and say outside sources are necessary to get this person to take their next right. step.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So you kind of answered this a little bit, but why do you think it is necessary or important for a group leader to know the difference between those things so they're not really like crossing or blurring those lines?
Yeah, I think to be honest, like it's for your own safety. Like it's for your own mental health and theirs that you're just really honest about what you can and can't do. I mean, if you're a guy, you just automatically want to fix things, period. Like, that's just how we operate. And counseling isn't necessary fixing things, period. Yeah. But it's really helpful.
Yeah.
So what would you guys say, what advice would you give a group leader on how to disciple someone through, like, really heavy things? Anxiety, depression, trauma, grief, marriage struggles.
I think we want to have really complicated answers to these when I think the answers are actually really simple. Mm. And the simple answers are, do you listen mm-hmm. and like really listen?
Mm-hmm.
Are you there and available when you say you're going to be there and available? Are you willing to go through messy things with people
mm-hmm.
when you said you'd go through messy things yeah. with people? And so the simple answer is the things that everyone's seeking. No one's asking for you to provide them for answers that they may or may not ever get. No one's asking for you to change the chemistry of their body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what people need is for people to be there with you through the hardest parts of life. Mm-hmm. And if you can do that, you're already winning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. What other advice would you maybe give to a group leader who either A, struggles with wanting to fix people's problems, like you said, or B, somebody who maybe gets uncomfortable or sort of backs away and nervous when something heavy is shared in group?
Yeah, I don't think we would really admit this to ourselves, but that urge to kind of jump in and fix a problem usually comes from our own discomfort with yeah. silence or pain or suffering. And so I think kind of what Tyler just said, pausing before responding, asking questions, like being curious with that person in your group instead of just giving advice. A lot of counseling actually is not giving advice. So just different things like, what do you think is the hardest part of this for you right now? what would support look like for you this week? Just simple questions like that, I think, could do a lot more benefit than you think maybe fixing the problem would be.
Yeah, I've definitely seen that to be true for me as a group leader. Like, just thinking about asking more questions and listening more than I'm trying to fix or solve the problem. So that's usually where the panic sets in for me, where I'm like, I don't really know what to do. I don't know how to handle this, when really what they're looking for is somebody to ask those questions and be invested and care.
It's kind of like if you were to get a job description of a group leader, a counselor is not included in that job description. And so anything outside of that job description is not your job. And so I think just reminding yourself throughout the group season of, like, is this outside of my scope of practice, what we would say in counseling, or is this my duties as a group leader? And if it's not my duties as a group leader, then take a breath and just be a good mentor, friend.
I think that leads well into the next question, which is, how do you know? How do you know when the person there comes to you and their struggles or their problem they're dealing with is beyond what a group leader ought to try to address?
I thought for sure you were going to have some really good answers to this.
I feel like they're some of the same answers.
Well,
but
here's one that I think that you had said earlier, but you're just being kind about. I think one of the answers needs to be, I'm not equipped to do so. But also, when anyone's mental state is beginning to affect the regularity of their life, they need help. If something is going on that is affecting their everyday, they need help. And if you can't help them do that, someone needs to help them do that.
Yeah. Here's what I have thought from sitting in my chair, which is both group leader and biblical counselor. When the presenting issue has a flavor of mental health struggles. And then also, if there are multiple struggles that complex multiple things that are playing into it, most of the time I'm like, I have a list that Reagan's on and others that you need to go talk to.
And the uniqueness of specifically mental health too is you're not just a group leader to that person, you're a group leader to your group.
That's what I'm saying.
So you're also protecting your group in a way where you would say, what's the health of the discussions we have for an hour? What is this person's mental state while they're here? Like, is it so disruptive? I need to have outside conversation. There's all these things you need to think about. Yes, the person, but also your group, and then also yourself. How can I remain safe, but also care for a person that's asking and is in need? So,
Also, if you see a theme that it's kind of reoccurring, there are certain life situations where it makes sense where those themes come up. You know, a baby's on the way and there's stress on the new parents, but if you notice it's coming up again and again during prayer time or different things like that, maybe have a one-on-one conversation with that person outside the group.
That's fair.
Well, Reagan, from a counselor's perspective, is there anything that you wish more group leaders knew or understood about mental or emotional health and those kinds of struggles?
Yes. I think more than anything, I would say being present matters more than having the answers. Also, for myself, I will admit I don't always have all of the answers, and I have years of training in this. You know, it talks about in James, being slow to speak, and or quick to listen, slow to speak. And so I think following that, a lot of what's most helpful in counseling is listening and sitting with pain, which is also deeply biblical, I think.
And group leaders can do that too. That's something that group is going to do.
I have found in another role as a fire department chaplain, I had a chief come to me one time and say, hey, when we get to the scene of death and there's super high anxieties and, you know, shock and the grief process is starting, he's like, can you just give me a list of things to say? Mm. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No. Actually, what I said was, if you don't know what to say, don't say anything. Just be there. Mm-hmm. Just listen. Just sit with them. Let them express whatever emotions they need to do. And anyways, I think that was somewhat similar.
Yeah. Kevin, that's super good advice. There, the amount of people that feel, it's part of that panic that you talked about, Emily. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The panic that you feel to have to respond with something is untrue. You don't have to respond with anything.
Yeah. Like, you're the need there. To say something.
The need to say
profound.
Something profound is not true. Yeah. Like, you don't, you can actually cause a little bit of damage to what you say.
And you can't fix it. You're not going to fix that grief and that shock. You can't. But you can care.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, for sure.
Guys, thank you for this. Is there any nuggets you want to leave the group leaders with as we close?
I mean, just small encouragement. Like, you can do it. Like, whether someone tapped you on the shoulder and said you'd be a good group leader, you've been doing this for years, or you just started, like, you can do it. Like, you can care for people.
Mm-hmm.
Life is really hard, and things are really scary, and things happen. But you've been put in a unique position to care for people that need you. And so allow for them to need you and be encouraged that you can do this stuff.
I think also as group leaders and, you know, going through our own struggles in life, just be reminded that you can also accept help from your group, even if you are the group leader.
Yeah,
and doing that in humility is sometimes really challenging for people. But I promise you, if you start to accept help and you receive that help, it will change the way that you begin to offer help to people, and you think about generosity in your life going forward, I think.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's good.
Well, guys, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate you and what you do here for the kingdom. Group leaders, I pray that you have found something valuable here and put it into practice in your leading. We'll see you next week.